T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's Eddie C. Eddie, welcome.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Eddie. What's new?
Welcome back.
Last time I saw you, I was sitting in the stands with about cast of thousands from watching that first Met preseason game.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it was sitting behind home plate. Yeah, watch it. When the weather was a lot warmer, like it was.
Yes,
today.
Well, like it was finally today. We got a lot to get. Eddie, first of all, and this is not a knock on the guys, but the Met catches are, I think, the second worst position players in all of baseball in terms of productivity. We know that they're shopping. We know that, let's say that they like, we know they like Realmuto, but he comes with a high price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think there's a lot of options out there. Have you heard any other names or anything else that makes sense?
No, I mean, the names that you hear are, you know, Wilson Ramos out of Tampa. He costs about $10 million. I think that's his contract. Swihart, the guy up in Boston, another guy. There are a couple of other names, too. But, you know, Sandy Alderson addressed it yesterday and basically said he didn't think there was anybody out there that could make a significant difference, maybe an incremental difference, but not significant difference. And with what they were asking, he just didn't think it was worth it. So, you know, I think he likes what they're doing defensively, Nito and Lobato.
But they're automatic outs.
Yeah, they have not produced much offensively, for sure. And, you know, Realmuto, again, to me, I think it's a pipe dream, simply because I've always been wary of the fact that the Marlins would trade him in division. You know, most of the guys they sent away were traded out of division. Yelich went to Milwaukee. Ozuna went to St. Louis. Stanton forced himself to the Yankees. So, you know, I'm not so sure that they'd do that. Even if they did, it would cost a fortune, and I just don't think they have the pieces, you know, or the money.
I mean, he's hitting 350, and he's batting leadoff. I mean, so, you know, I mean, we know what
he's
he
a
is.
Pretty good, he's a pretty good player.
And they evidently asked for a fortune for him. So I don't know what the fortune consists of in the Met organization, but they did ask for a fortune. So doesn't look like he is in the offering anytime soon. All right, Harvey, and to me, listen. Harvey is—he's more a story off the field right now than on the field. But do you think there's anything coming from all these stories that are circulating around him?
Well, I do. I think he learned a lesson again. It seems he's always learning lessons. You would like to have those lessons cut off at the pass and not even get to that point, but. You know, you got to have common sense sometimes, and I don't think he, I think that eludes him sometimes, like, honestly. You know, I was kind of amazed. Listen, I understood, he spends a lot of time in L.A. in the off season because Boris is out there, and he works out there. So I'm sure he has friends there, and I'm sure he was invited to this thing. They had a day game in St. Louis, and they fly to the coast. It, you know, it might have been, you know, running towards midnight if you get there, but it's, you know, it's not 3 a.m, whatever. But the point is this, to me, you just got done with an extra inning game, 13 innings in St. Louis, and you used 5 relievers out of the bullpen. You weren't one of them. There's a pretty good chance you're going to be used the next night, you know, even if DeGrom's pitching. I think common sense tells you that you're going to be used the next night. So got to be ready for that. You know, it's not, you're not a starter anymore. You don't have 4 days in between starts, and you got to be ready every day. So, lesson learned, I guess. I hope, anyway. But
running out of chances, though, is pretty fair.
I would agree. You know, listen, that's Matt. He makes decisions for a guy who I think is pretty smart that just don't make sense. So, it's another one there that was befuddling to me. And I don't think anybody was real happy about it. Mickey Callaway spoke to him, Sandy spoke to him, and. You know, hopefully, like I said, it's another lesson learned, but you run out of time and you run out of chances, too. That's the thing.
How about Conforto's lack of punch?
Yeah, it is surprising. Maybe not totally, simply because, you know, one thing that he said, even as he was getting ready and he looked good in spring training, was that he didn't take the number of swings in the offseason that he would usually or normally, simply because he couldn't swing. You know, he had to keep that shoulder steady, and he couldn't do anything, couldn't swing for even halfway through spring training. So it was tough on him, and I think that may be catching up to him a little bit. I don't worry about him too much just because I think he's going to be fine in the long run. But it is a little perturbing. He doesn't have much power. He has gotten on base. On base percentage around 380, 390 or so, I think it is now. And he's done a good job of that. He's drawn a lot of walks. But, again, not much production there. The other two outfielders are kind of picking it up right now, which is good. But for a while there, all three of them were kind of slow, and that was definitely hurting the club.
Overall, they got off to such a fast start. Obviously, mm-hmm. they've been blessed by the Nationals getting off to such a problematic start. But let's be honest, the Mets' last 14, 15 games have been pretty lackluster. I mean, and they do have issues. I mean, they have issues, pretty much addressable issues everywhere in this lineup. So are you more that they're the Mets of the last 15 games or the Mets of the first, 12, 13 games?
Well, it probably lies in between. I don't think they were as good as the start they had. I don't think they're as bad as the 6-9 they've gone through here. I do think, one thing that's worn on them a little bit, the 1-2 run games, I think they've played now, 27 games, and I think 14 of the 27 have been either 1 or 2 run games. They've been a lot of tight games, and it's forced their bullpen to do a lot of work and I think a lot of heavy lifting. Even though the innings may not add up to a lot of innings, I think those are, kind of pressurized innings simply because the games have been tight all along. They've done pretty well in the games when you break it down, but there are some that have gotten away, and I think that's part and parcel of what's going on at this point in time. So, I think they need the offense to get going. They're getting longer starts now, which is good. Syndergaard is going longer. DeGrom had a great start the last time. DeGrom goes again. You hope he can do that. Some of the guys aren't. Matt isn't. Wheeler seems to be, kind of settling in, but they need to get a little length out of the starters, and the offense has to pick up, and both of them are starting to do that. So I think things may turn around here a little bit.
Yeah, they haven't had too many guys get off to a fast start offensively. That's for sure. Now, Cespedes, I know the weather. I'm not worried about him. The other guys, Cabrera's been terrific. I mean, he's had and I think Frazier's been pretty solid, too.
He has. Yeah, he has. There's no question. He's come up with big hits. You expect Frazier to always be in the, I think he was up around 280 at some point. And he'll probably be back down to, the 230 or so that he normally is. But, what you want is the home runs and the RBIs from him, and I think you'll get it. And he's, he's given a big lift to the clubhouse. Kept
yes,
guys
good guy.
And all that,
yes.
And he's a good guy to have on, Cabrera's been solid as well. But, they really needed the outfield where you're not getting anything out of the catchers, and Rosario is kind of feeling his way a little bit. You really needed, something out of the outfield, and that's, like I said, starting to pick up outside of Conforto, and you hope Conforto will follow along here pretty soon.
Yeah, and, even get guys like Wilmer Flores started, although I know it's got to be hard to pick his spots, but even getting him started.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, listen, Wilmer, he's under 200. I think that's probably one disappointing thing for Callaway is that he said that he was going to try to find, Wilmer a lot of starts. I don't think that's happened. He's been in, 25 games, but he hasn't had that many starts all told. So he does get one tonight. I think they'd like to get that bat going and have him be, a viable guy off the bench. Nimmo has been pretty good off the bench in the starts he has. That's why I think, you're probably going to see Bruce here during this homestand play first base, and Nimmo and Lagares will jump in. Lagares has gotten off to a very good start.
Let those two play. Listen, I'm not against Bruce playing some first base and letting Nimmo and Lagares play in the outfield. That's not if those guys hit, they deserve to play.
I think you're right. Listen, Gonzalez he's had moments, no question.
Yeah, he's had a couple of shots with the bases loaded. Is what he's had. Yeah,
he had a 5 RBI day in San Diego. Obviously, he hit a grand slam. So the numbers don't look that terrible. But at the same time, I'm not so sure that he's been a steady presence in that lineup all the time. So he'll sit certainly against left-handers. You got a left-hander in there tonight. So. Wilmer gets the start. I think you may see Bruce, though, at first base, and you'll see Lagares get some starts, and Nimmo gets some starts out there, too.
All right, Eddie, good to talk to you, as always. Thank you.
Michael, okay. Talk to you soon.
Pleasure. Thank you. Eddie C. with the Mets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.